This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 14th. Well, you might have noticed the stock market up on the wrong side of bed today, so I thought I'd explain what's going on. First of all, NASDAQ had a very good low put in on Monday. They had a big reversal, but then it lost its mojo yesterday on Thursday, and it's continuing to get back some of those gains. I don't expect a retest of the Monday intraday lows. But the bottom line is you have to back and fill sometimes. Now, the main reason that the stock market got up on the wrong side of bed this morning is that we had a disastrous retail sales report from the Commerce Department. Specifically, the Commerce Department announced that in December, retail sales fell 1.9%. Economists are only expecting 8.1% decline. So this is a massive disappointment. Fully 10 of the 13 industries surveyed in December reported sales declines, led by an 8.7% drop in online retailers, a 7% drop from department stores, furniture and home sales dropped 5.5%, electronics retailers declined 2.9%, and because of the chip shortage and other issues, vehicle sales declined 0.4%. So many retailers are complaining that a lack of inventory is hindering their sales. But obviously gasoline sales are up because gas prices are high. But when we exclude vehicle and gasoline sales, retail sales dropped a more dramatic 2.5% in December. So folks, this is a disaster. There's no way I can put lipstick on this pig. So we are going to get a big downward revision in the fourth quarter GDP estimate. Right now, the Atlanta Fed is estimating 6.8%. Later today, they're going to revise that lower. They have to, okay? So we're probably closer to 5% GDP growth for the fourth quarter. Still very good, okay? Holiday sales were still up year over year because October was so strong. People were pre-ordering because of the shortages. But December is still incredibly disappointing. There's no way I can say anything other than that. So what happens when you get a scare like this is bond yields start to moderate. And bond yields are probably going to continue to moderate because guess what? This week we had some successful Treasury auctions. And the bid-to-cover ratios were good, not quite as good as they were the last time, but still very good. Now, the Fed is withdrawing some of their quantitative easing. They're still doing, last I saw, about $90 billion a month. So they're still in there supporting the Treasury bond yields. But although they tilted higher this year, it looks like they're going to find equilibrium, okay? And market rates are much, much more important than Fed rates. The Fed follows market rates. It's as simple as that. But the Fed is going to artificially keep rates low because we can't afford the interest on our $30 trillion deficit. It's as simple as that. So we have some Fed folks saying there's going to be up to 4 short-term rate increases this year. That would take the federal funds rate from 0 to 1%. The Fed has already pre-announced we're going to have 3 rate increases, 0 to 0.75%. Those are just your short-term rates. That'll be your interest on your bank deposits, your money market funds, things like that. So that is not going to derail the stock market because right now, inflation's running a lot hotter than interest rates. And just so you know how bad it is, so we got, the CPI, of course, is running at an annual pace of 7%, but the PPI, the producer price index, is running at a 9.7% increase. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And what happened is energy prices were actually falling when they did these reports. So now they're rising again. So guess what's going to happen when we get the January consumer and producer price indices? So inflation is the big news. This is why the Biden administration's popularity is falling. It's a real problem. Every time someone goes to put gas in their vehicles, it's a problem. So, wow. Interesting times we're in. The other thing that's interesting is because a lot of the longshoremen got sick with Omicron, our port bottlenecks are getting worse because the longshoremen operate the cranes at the ports. So the shortages persist as we go into the new year. If you look at a country like Britain, their Omicron cases have apparently peaked and are now headed lower. Hopefully ours will peak sooner than later, and we will get back to normal. In the meantime, we're having record cold in the Midwest and the Northeast, so it's going to keep natural gas prices high, and we are going to have this inflation we're having is going to really take a toll. So when we break down inflation, it wasn't energy in December, but it will be in January. What was high in December, and the most shocking thing, was a 1.7% increase in transportation and warehousing. So inflation is becoming more structural with all these port bottlenecks that we have. And it's getting to be very, very interesting. And, you know, the Fed can only do so much, okay? But right now, there's a problem. And what do you do in an inflationary environment? Well, it's either your residential real estate, which is going to start, the prices have already started to moderate because interest rates have gone up. But it's residential real estate's an inflation hedge. And the other, even better inflation hedge is, of course, the stock market. Now, the talking heads on TV are going to tell you that the tech stocks are going down because of interest rates. Folks, that's not true, okay? Tech stocks have nothing to do with interest rates, nothing. Okay, interest rates affect cyclical industries, housing, banking. I can go on, you know, consumers and their credit, all that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is right now, okay, companies are going to announce very good earnings. The S&P's earnings are supposed to be up 22% for the fourth quarter. They'll probably be a little better with surprises, but they will be decelerating later this year because the year-over-year comparisons are getting tougher. So my job is to put you in stocks that are going to continue to sustain very good sales and earnings momentum in a decelerating environment. It's as simple as that. So we are going into a funnel, and there'll be fewer leaders leading at the end of the fourth quarter announcement season. So around mid-February, there's going to be fewer leaders, and it's going to get more selective. But, you know, the media likes to scare you, okay? They just do what's trending on Google Analytics, and they want to tell you that NASDAQ's down 3 weeks in a row, and they just want to scare you. And the truth is we're about to have great, great earnings. So today's financials, I don't own financials. Next week will be our stocks will start to announce, and I'm going to count on wave after wave of good earnings to drop kick and drive my stocks higher. I've already had plenty of stocks issue positive guidance, so that's a very, very good sign. And I don't see any analyst cuts for my stocks, another good sign. So enjoy the weekend. Hang in there. I apologize for all the market's volatility, but please remember Wall Street makes money on spreads. I know there's zero commissions out there, but the way it works is Citadel, which is dominates the trading, does pay for order flow to back to the brokerage firms. So you have to realize that the brokerage firms like to scare you, okay? And that causes money to flow back to the mothership, okay? So we don't want to be scared. We don't want to be flushed out. We just want to keep our head down and go through earnings season. And then we will fine-tune the portfolios accordingly. So that's where we are at this time. And I just want everybody to wish everybody a great weekend. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. And, of course, the stock market's closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, but the market will resume on Tuesday. And I would not be surprised to see a strong opening on Tuesday, especially if we get some flagship stocks announcing better-than-expected earnings. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend.